Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Good morning, good morning. This is your boy Elder Lewis Gray coming into your ear gate just one more time to give you a word from the Lord today. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. If he woke you up this morning, you owe God a praise, because the scripture says, let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. And I give him glory and I give him thanks because he woke me up this morning. It wasn't that clock. It wasn't my wife. It wasn't my children. But it was Jesus Christ that woke me up this morning, started me on another day's journey. Amen. And another day to get it right in his eyesight. You owe God a praise today. You're alive. You're in the land of the living. And you ought to give him praise. I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving with friends and family. We did. We just enjoyed ourselves. We had our pastor over along with her family, and we just came together and we just enjoyed ourselves. It was food, family, and fellowship. Amen. And the scripture says, oh, how good and how pleasant it is that brethren dwell together in unity. And so I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving. And as I told the church, Thanksgiving is not a one-day event. It is an everyday event. The scripture lets us know in all things we ought to give thanks. We ought to give God praise and thanks in everything. You might not be feeling good in your body today, but you ought to give him thanks that you're not dead. You might not be living in the best home today, but you ought to give him thanks that you've got a roof over your head. You might not be driving in the car that you want, but you ought to give God thanks that you have a car to get you from point A to point B. All you got to do is begin to look at how things are and what things can be, and you ought to give him praise. And so we hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving with family, and now we're into the Christmas season. And know that it is not about Santa Claus, is not about the Christmas tree, but it is about Jesus. We don't know the exact day that he was born, but this is a time that man has set aside, amen, to attribute as being the Christmas season. And so it's not about gifts, not about toys, not about electronics, but it's about Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus is the reason for the season. And so we thank God again for you and you. And we just thank God for him being who he is. And so I want to give a shout out to my pastor Barbara Kimbrough. I love you. My spiritual mom, give a shout out to her husband, President Charlie Kimbrough. My spiritual dad, I love him as well. And to my beautiful wife, Minister Frida Gray, who's on the job today. I love you, honey, and we will catch this on the way to church if the Lord says the same. Amen. And so without further ado, I want to go into the Word of God and read the Word of God, and then I will come back and pray, and then we will go into it. Amen. And so our scripture today, scriptures will come today from Ephesians 6, and I'm going to read verses 10 down through 20. I know it sounds like a lot of reading, but if I read, I can get through it quickly. Amen. It says, finally, my brethren, again, that is Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 20. It says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all things, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. For I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Dear gracious Father, we thank you for blessing us to be here just one more time. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy. God, remember me as I render a word unto your people. Speak to me and through me. But Lord, I realize that I can do nothing without you. And God, and I'm just praying, Father, that you bless me today, Lord, because I realize that everything I do is dependent upon you. And oh God, remember the backslider, whom he or she may be. Remember our presidents, our Congress, and our Supreme Court, those that are in leadership. God, continue to grant them wisdom as to know what to do and how to do it, oh God, in these last and evil days. God, I thank you. God, remember those that are sick and afflicted in the hospitals, God. Oh God, those that are in the jail cells, remember them as well. Lord, for we know what you, that you know what they need, regardless of the situation they find themselves in. And in these and all things, we say thank you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. A very familiar passage of Scripture in the book of Ephesians. Amen. I just want to deal from a subject that God has equipped you to win. God has equipped you to win. You just have to put it on, not in the physical or the literal sense, but in the figurative sense. We have to apply what God has given us to our lives in order for us to win. Even from the foundations of the world, even before this world began, and even through the time of Adam and Eve, there has been a conflict, been a war with evil and good. When the serpent deceived Eve and Adam sinned willfully, he told them, he said there's going to be enmity between the woman and the serpent, between her seed and the serpent's seed. And he instructed them that the seed of the woman was going to bruise the seed of the serpent's head, and that the serpent's seed would only bruise his heel. Other words, he was giving them an instruction. He was giving them a foreknowledge of what was going to happen, and that in the end, we're going to win through Jesus Christ. The battle has already been fixed. We're already winners through Jesus Christ. Paul here, he is writing this letter to the believers in Ephesus and those that were of the Christian faith. And he was writing this letter to encourage them. See, sometimes we have to be encouraged. Sometimes we go through the cares and the affairs of this world, and this world can sometimes weigh us down. It could get us to where we're having a pity party for ourselves, and it seems like that what we're going through is too much for us to bear. But look what Paul says. He says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye might be able to stand, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." Wiles simply means tricks of the devil. The devil is a trickster. Amen. He wants you to believe something that's not real. He wants you to believe that your circumstances have the victory. He wants you to believe that all hope is lost and that no one can help you. He says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places." God, Paul wants us to know that our fight is not against the things that we can see. But our fight is against the devil and his demons, against spiritual wickedness in high places. You know, that person that hates you, it's not that person, but it's the spirit behind that person. That sickness, hallelujah, it's a demon behind that sickness. And so the opponent is supernatural. The devil is real. We got to understand that the devil is real and that spiritual wickedness is real. We fight against things that we cannot see. You can't go out and fight it with your hands. You can't go out and fight it with your legs and all of these things. But the enemy is supernatural. Hallelujah. For the weapons of warfare are not carnal. Hallelujah. We have spiritual warfare. We have spiritual weapons that we need to fight supernatural things. Hallelujah. The devil is real. He's not a figment of our imagination. Spirits are real. They're real. They're things that we can't see. There are forces behind stuff that is attacking us. And we need some superpower. We need something that is supernatural. But Paul, before he even begins, he said, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. What am I saying, Elder Gray? This enemy that you're fighting, he's a powerful foe. And you can't fight him by yourself. But you've got to rely on God. You've got to know that I've got to be strong, not in myself, but in the Lord and in the power of his might. Not our might. We can't fight the devil by ourselves. But we've got to fight the devil in God's might. And when we fight it in the Lord's might and in the power of his might, the devil can't win. And what God did, he understood that we were powerless against the devil. But he equipped us to be able to win. The question becomes, are you equipped? And if you're equipped, hallelujah, do you have it on? Have you applied it to your life? Because no weapon is going to work unless you put it into use. Go into your kitchen. You got, well, let me just use something even more that you can see. Your car. Your car does you no good to get you from point A to point B unless you go out in there, take your keys, put it in the car, and put it in drive and use it. See, the reason some of us are losing battles is because we're not applying the equipment that God has given us in order to win. God will not allow us to be equipless, knowing that we fight a powerful foe. You can't go out and fight a war and unless you have God, you know, in the spiritual and in the natural sense. There were many fights that they had to fight that they didn't even have to really fight. All they had to do is go out and praise God, sing song, make noise, and the enemy was defeated. But yet they had a weapon. They had God. But any war that you go out, you got to have a weapon. You can't beat somebody that has a weapon with no weapon. And what is our weapon? Our weapon is the Lord Jesus Christ. You have to apply the weapon in order for you to win. You have to get in your car. You have to put in the key. And you have to put it in gear. And you have to drive it in order for it to do what it's supposed to do. But many of us are not doing that. We're allowing the enemy to defeat us day after day, week after week. But you've got to tell the devil today that it's over. It stops right now. Because I'm going to apply the equipment that God has given me in order for me to win. I'm tired of being broke. I'm tired of being sick. I'm tired of the enemy messing with my children. That's what you got to speak to the devil. You got to tell the devil, get out of your house. Glory be to God. You got, get out of your stuff. Get your hands off of my stuff. Hallelujah. The enemy
Look what he says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high place. But look what Paul said. He said, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God. You can't put on some of it. You got to put it on. You got to put it all on. Don't use some things and don't use the other. You need the whole armor of God. You need to be equipped from the head down to your feet. And God does just that. He equips us from the head down to the foot. In Jesus' days, in the Romans' day, they were equipped from the head down to the toe. One day, me and my wife, we did my wife does a, what you call the dancing, the worship, praises, dances, and I dressed up like an Roman, a Roman soldier. And I was equipped from the head down to my foot. Why? Because they didn't want the enemy to have a spot, to have a space where he could get in a weapon. God fully equips us to enable us to be able to win the battles of life. Look what he said. Wherefore take on you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. Hallelujah, somebody. You know what girded with truth means? The soldiers would have on a belt. And they would take the belt to fasten all the excess fabric tightly to their bodies. And what this did, it was it freed the soldier's leg up to help them to be ready for the fight, ready for action. God frees us. Hallelujah. He frees us from the bondage of sin. He frees us. See, you've got to know that Jesus is the truth. Quit apologizing for being a Jesus lover. I'm sorry to every other religion out there today. I'm sorry, but Jesus is the way. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. I'm sorry, Confucius ain't it. I'm sorry, Islam's not it. I will never apologize for being a Jesus-only believer. Because Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No, Jesus wasn't a prophet. Hallelujah. He was God manifested in the flesh. He was 100% man and he was 100% God. Hallelujah. I'm talking to somebody today. Jesus is the way. There's no other roads that lead to heaven but through Jesus. If you don't go through Jesus, I'm sorry to say you're going to come a little short. Hallelujah. There's no way. There's no in between. Hallelujah. It's Jesus is the only way. You know, you go down those one-way streets, Jesus is one way. Hallelujah, somebody. So he frees us from bondage, from sin. Hallelujah, somebody. And having on the breastplate of righteousness. We have to protect ourselves with righteousness. The Roman soldiers, they would have on the shield. They would have on the breastplate of righteousness. Hallelujah. And you know, if you don't have on that breastplate, amen, we open ourselves up to the attack of the enemy. And we can fall into sin. Hallelujah. How do I put on the breastplate of righteousness? That means I obey God's law. That means I find out what does God's word say. And I follow that word. I follow it because I got on the breastplate of righteousness. Hallelujah. I want to be right in God's eyesight. He says, if you love me, you'll keep my commandment. Hallelujah, somebody. So we've got to put on the breastplate of righteousness and have your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Hallelujah. When God has freed us from sin, when he has saved us, amen, we ought to be ready to tell somebody about the goodness of Jesus. We ought to be ready to share the good news that the God we serve, he's not dead. That's why I say Jesus is the only way. He's not dead. There's not a grave on this earth you can go and find him at. He's alive. He's arisen. That's good news. I got good news for bad times. Hallelujah. We're living in bad times. We're living in dangerous times. But can I tell you, God lives too. Jesus lives. He died. Glory be to God. But on the third day, he rose. He rose with not some power, but he rose with all power. He lives. How do I know? Because he lives in me. We ought to be quick to tell everybody what Jesus has done for us. We ought to be quick to tell somebody that Jesus lives. He lives in me because I feel him in my hand. I feel him in my feet. I feel him all over me. He lives. Are you equipped today? Are you using your equipment? Glory be to God. Have your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench the fiery darts of the wicked, of the devil. Glory be to God. You know what? Faith guards us during trials and tribulations. In the same way that the Roman soldier's shield, the shield was created to fight off the arrows that were being shot at him. You know what? One of the tricks of the enemy is doubt. The enemy wants you to believe that God's not going to come through. If you're sick, he wants you to believe that you ain't going to get better. If you're broke, he wants you to believe that things ain't going to get better. You're going to always stay this way. It's going to always be this way. But you know what faith does? It blocks doubt. Faith and doubt doesn't work together. Faith blocks doubt. That's why we've got to carry the shield of faith. Because faith, amen, the tricks, the wiles of the devil and the darts he shoots at us is doubt. Hallelujah. Doubt Jesus. Doubt that he ever lived. Doubt that he was raised from the grave. Hallelujah. But I tell you, he lives. He lives. We've got to equip ourselves with the shield of faith. Knowing that doubt, wherever doubt is, we got to block it. Block it. My faith says he lives. My faith says that he that will come shall come, and he will not tarry. My faith says that I'm the lender and not the borrower. My faith says that by his stripes I'm healed. By his faith says I am more than an overcomer. Hallelujah. I'm more than a conqueror. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, somebody. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation. When we put on the helmet of salvation, we can avoid sinful thoughts. We've got to know that we're saved. We're filled with the Holy Ghost. That helmet, it protected. It kept the head from being dealt any fatal blows. The enemy wants to attack you in your mind. He wants to attack your mind. When the enemy comes, he comes to you in your mind. But you got to put on the helmet of salvation, knowing that I'm saved. I'm filled with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. I can't think those thoughts. I can't think, because you know what? Thoughts turn into reality. If you dwell on things, the Bible says a man thinketh, so is he. When you allow your thoughts to dwell on stuff that are unlike God, it can deal you a fatal blow. It can cause you to go back into sin. Because what? When we think on things and we dwell on things, a lot of times people will begin to act on those things. But you got to fight with the helmet of salvation. And do you know that everything up to now has been a defense? Has been a defense. But God always gives you something to fight the devil with. He gives you something to go on the offense with. And says, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. When Jesus was in the wilderness and the devil came to him with his lies and trickery, God began to put on him the word of God. Hallelujah. Bow down and worship me, and I'll give you all of this stuff. Hallelujah. He said, it is written that thou shalt worship the Lord God and him only. Only him shalt thou serve. Hallelujah. If you be the Son of God, take these stone and make them bread. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But Jesus said that it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Hallelujah. He began to put the word on him. Sometimes you got to put the word of God on the enemy. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard. Hallelujah. You've got to begin to speak the word of God over your life. You ought to speak the word of God that I am healed. Hallelujah. By his stripes, I am healed. Hallelujah. I've got to put the word of God that they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up wings as with eagles. They shall run and not be weary and walk and not faint. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You got to put the word on the devil. Beat him up with the word. Beat the devil up with the word of God. God has equipped you to win. He's equipped us. Why do we keep losing? Because we're not putting on the whole armor of God. We're not using the whole armor of God, but put it on. God has equipped you to win. You got to apply it to your life. Hallelujah. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto all perseverance and supplication for all saints and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. The devil trying to shut us up, but we've got to beat him up, because why? We are ambassadors of Christ. The enemy wants us to be quiet. Don't want anybody to know that we're on the battlefield. Don't you be ashamed of who you are. We sing the song in church that I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. People ought to identify you as being an ambassador for Christ. Amen. Can we go before a court and be proven to be an ambassador of Christ? We've got to let everybody know that we are ambassadors of Christ. And I tell you today, before I leave, hallelujah, God has equipped us to win. And when he's equipped us to win, we can go out and we can tell somebody we're winners. We're more than conquerors. We're soldiers on the battlefield. I'm out of time, but not out of word. Join me again on next week. Amen. The same time, same channel. And know that God has equipped you to win. You just got to put on your gear. Amen. Peace until next time.
We here at True Pentecostal Community Church invite you out to our services, which are as follows. On Sunday morning, our Sunday school services begin at 10 a.m. Our Sunday morning services begin at 11:40. And due to the COVID-19, our weekday services begin at 6 p.m., which our Bible studies are on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. And our youth services are on Thursdays at 6 p.m. as well. And we trust that you'll come out and have a high time and worship the Lord with us. Our church is located at 16 South Wilson here in the great city of Cocoa, Florida. You be blessed throughout the week. I remember when the choir would sing.